50-point win to the Suns, and Willem Drew has been good enough to jump on the line. Willem, hello to you.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure. Nice to be up in the sunshine yesterday, and certainly nice to be able to put together such a comprehensive win as you did.
It was. It was a perfect day for footy. I think it was 20 degrees up there, and really nice day for it. And yeah, I think we got off to a good start, and that probably led into the game, and we did what we had to and get the win, especially for Robbie. Unfortunately for him, with a bit of a medial strain, but to get the win for someone like him who's done so much for the club in his 250th, it was a massive day.
Will and Mick Barlow, you just mentioned Robbie Gray. I'll jump into that. He's a pretty special player, isn't he? He's being rated as the most special Port Adelaide player across their history. He's quite reserved, isn't he, and quite introverted. Can you shed some light on how special he actually is and in perfecting his craft?
Yeah, as you said, he is a pretty shy sort of person. I think when he does speak and everyone is there, everyone listens, and just the amount of talent that he has around stoppages and the way he reads the game, it's just really remarkable. And I've been at the club for 5 years now, and he's definitely the best player that I've seen. And I think just what he does for the young boys and everything else that he does for his game, it's just first class.
Willem, tell us about the last month or so. You've had some really good performances and some performances that the coaches probably felt just subpar. Look, going into the game yesterday, and it's easy for us on the outside to say, well, it should be a comfortable win for Port. What are you focusing on, and has that focus changed for what you guys ultimately think will work at the end of the year?
Well, the focus hasn't really changed too much. We went into the game wanting to work on our contested possession and getting our pressure around the footy, which I think we executed well in the first half. We probably went a little away from that in the second half, but I think we're definitely building towards the way we want to play, and we know where we want to get to, and that's in the top four. And if we can keep building in the second half of the year, I think we can get there.
What are those areas that you believe that need to improve? And you've played some really good teams, as I said, in the last month or so you've seen the best. What needs to improve from here to get to ultimately where you want to get to?
Yeah, we've spoken a little bit just on basic sort of skill errors that have cost us on turnover, and the opposition have scored the other way. So that's been a big one. And I think in Allen, just being able to handle the heat that the other teams bring, especially the top four teams, being able to handle that pressure, and be able to execute under pressure.
Willem, how much are you enjoying a good run in the midfield? A lot was made of your role throughout the early parts of this year about going to an opposition mid, learning a bit and working off, and now you're starting to craft out some really good midfield minutes and midfield numbers on your own right.
Yeah, I'm pumped just to be back playing. I missed last year through injury, and I'm just really happy to be back playing and training and things like that. And yeah, I suppose for me, I was working on being a sort of defensive player, but also trying to have a bit of impact on the game. And I suppose I've struggled with that a little bit over the year, but Scully, the midfield coach, has been really, really good to me. And he said, yeah, just keep doing the things you're doing, and it'll turn, and you'll be able to have a bit more impact on the game as well as doing that defensive work.
I'm interested on this midfield group and loving Ollie Wines. He had 43 disposals yesterday, and I think he's improved. And when you watch him either live or on TV, you can actually see his spread. And we were talking about the effort outside of a contest, Willem, earlier about other clubs and their lack of. And I look at Ollie Wines and think he's a great example of someone that has improved this. As you're standing around a stoppage and you've got so many good inside ball users or ball winners, who gets priority? And what's the communication like around a stoppage for who ultimately gets the tap?
It's pretty shared, to be honest. I think you spoke about Ollie there. He's had an unbelievable season so far. And he's one of those players who's really unselfish as well. He's not the one always going hit to. He's always trying to involve other people. He brings people into the game with handballs and different things like that. And we've also got Boakey in there who's having another great season as well. So I suppose those two are the main leaders in the midfield, and the rest of us sort of just follow along, and they're both great leaders.
Must be nice to see Connor Rosie back up his performance from last week as well. It looks like he's found some form after a quieter start to the year by his lofty standards.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's kicked 8 goals in the last 2 weeks, or it might even be more. But he's a special player and a super talent. And I think he's definitely happy with the way he's going at the moment, and hopefully he can continue that.
Willem, there's not a heap of names when it comes to AFL players drafted from Koroit. Would you say that comfortably now you are the best player ever to come out of Koroit, or are you going to defer to Martin Gleeson?
Marty is my cousin, so...
there you go. He's
first cousin, so he's definitely ahead of me, and my uncle, Adrian Gleeson as well, he's probably up there from a while ago. So,
yes.
There's definitely a few, Joe McLaren and a few others as well.
And Willem, they win premierships for fun in the Hampton Footy League. I think they've won the last 6, of which, funnily enough, I played in a losing one against Koroit recently. Port Adelaide looking to go up and take it to the next level prelim last year. Surely you're rolling in with this Koroit experience and knowledge and telling Ken how it is actually done to get to the next level.
I don't think I'll be doing that, to be honest. But, I did see that you played against Koroit 2 years ago, and I think you ended up with a broken nose, actually. So I didn't see that.
That's a far better story.
And Willem, the bloke that did it, is now deregistered. He got about 100 weeks for the incident. So continue.
Oh, wow.
continue.
That wasn't another cousin of yours, was it, Willem?
Yeah, was that another cousin?
No, that was not a relation, no.
Mate, it's been sensational having you on, and it's been a big few weeks for Port Adelaide. Obviously, the games against the Cats and the Bulldogs weren't quite to your liking and where exactly you wanted to be, but it's a really important stretch that you've got coming up at the moment. Next week, you get Swans. To hopefully head home and play the Swans, which is another tough top 8 battle. So I know you guys will prep well and get the job done, hopefully for your Port Adelaide fans. Mate, thanks so much for being with us on Sunday Crunch Time.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me on.